This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Republican National Convention is being closely followed in Pakistan, where President Pervez Musharraf is considered a close ally of the United States in the war on terrorism. Musharraf continues to face strong and sometimes violent opposition for his support of President Bush. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
Musharraf has paid a price for supporting George Bush. He survived two assassination attempts, both late last year. Angered by the U.S. intervention in Iraq and Afghanistan, much of Pakistan's population is more profoundly anti-American than ever. Some observers believe the already deep vein of Islamist extremism within Pakistan is strengthening. There are reports that a domestic version of Al-Qaeda is evolving with no particular global agenda, but a determination to target Musharraf's government. Yet analysts in Islamabad say Musharraf and the military would still prefer to see Bush back in the White House. Samina Ahmed of the International Crisis Group.
They have been working with the Republicans now since the Musharraf government came into being. It's familiarity. They know the faces, they know the names, they've been working with them. A whole new set of people might be a little more uncomfortable.
Some analysts believe the turning point in Musharraf's relationship with the White House was the second assassination attempt against him on December the 25th. It was extremely close. After that, they say, the general's commitment to fighting Islamist extremism hardened. Musharraf has cracked down on Al-Qaeda. Pakistani forces have increased operations in the tribal areas along the Afghan border. And in the cities, there have been dozens of arrests in recent weeks, several considered important. Some commentators have suggested, in doing this, Musharraf is trying to bolster Bush's position. But Dr. Rifat Hussain, a defense and security expert, is doubtful.
I don't think that the arrests of Al-Qaeda, unless we are talking of the top man, Osama bin Laden, would really have any qualitative impact on the outcome of the American election. That is too big an event to be influenced by what happens in terms of arrests here.
Western officials still privately complain Pakistan is going after Al-Qaeda, but still gives the Taliban an easy ride. But despite this, ties between Musharraf and Bush have steadily strengthened. In July, the U.S. cancelled nearly $500 million of debt. Bush is promising Pakistan a further $3 billion over the next 5 years. The money matters greatly, but Ayaz Ahmed Khan, a retired Pakistani air marshal turned commentator, says so does the personal factor.
Musharraf is, we can see that there is some mutual understanding, kind of friendship between him and President Bush. They seem to like each other. And President Bush has been very generous in his praise of Musharraf as a person, apart from being leader of this country.
Musharraf is under constant pressure from political opponents to restore democracy. He's pledged to step down as Army Chief of Staff at the year's end, although it's no longer clear he'll do so. Some analysts believe that a Kerry administration might put him under stronger pressure to democratize than the Bush White House. Samina Ahmed says this is an issue for Musharraf and his colleagues.
They'd certainly be more concerned about an emphasis on a democratic transition in Pakistan if there is a change of face in the Democrats coming into power. But that said, I think that there's enough of a sophistication in the analysis here to realize that the war on terror will be a priority for the Democrats as much as it is for the Republicans.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.